buckle your seatbelt. It's time for another episode of the Prepper Recon Podcast. I've personally been buying gold and silver from JM Bullion for over 2 years. They offer the best prices over spot that I can find, and I've never had a problem with an order. If you're looking to trade in some of your fiat paper for real money, check out jmbullion.com today.
Ready Made Resources is a trusted name in the prepper community because they've been around for 18 years. They offer great prices on night vision, water filtration, long-term storage food, solar energy components, and provide free technical service. Get ready for an uncertain future at readymaderesources.com.
Hey, Preppers and Patriots. This is the second half of my interview with Bob Griswold of Ready Made Resources. Enjoy the show. One of the things I wanted to talk about, Bob, it's very similar to normalcy bias. And I think it's in the vein of normalcy bias, is that short-term memory for pain. You know, we've had so many things we talked about Katrina earlier, Hurricane Sandy, the floods in Texas are fresh in our memories right now, but that will soon fade away for those folks. And we sort of have the
fires in Canada.
Yeah. And we don't remember the pain of these types of events. And here we are again in hurricane season, has just hit us. We're already on the third named storm. We've got Colin out there right now. As we're taping this, I'm getting rain from Colin. I'm on the east coast of Florida, but just because it's such a big storm, we're getting dumped on by that. And this morning, and this has no relation to Colin, but this morning I woke up to no water. We're on a well, and something had happened with my softener system, I think, and it was flushing the system, and it burned out my pump. So it's an easy to fix problem, but it was much less of an inconvenience than it could have been. One of the first things we did when we moved was to put in a backup hand pump on our system. And so since I still had that, I was able to flush my toilet. And we keep about 50 gallons in the garage of filtered water so that we've got water to drink had it been a long-term outage. So I wouldn't have to start drinking the unfiltered water straight from the well for a few days just from that. But I could drink that. It's safe to drink. The pump with the installation cost me less than $150. And I'll tell you, it's the best money I've ever spent. And for folks that think being outside of the city makes them more resilient, but if they don't have a way to get water out of their well during a power outage, they won't last long. So for anybody that would like to see my backup system, then go to Prepper Recon, then go to my YouTube channel, and I've got a video of what I did for that setup. And I think you sell pitcher pumps and particularly ones that are made for cold weather on Ready Made Resources. The one I have is just a kind of a cheap Home Depot one. I don't have to worry about freezing though because I'm in Florida. But you've got some that are particularly made for cold weather, right?
Well, we have actually, if anybody who comes to our store, and we welcome people to come to our store. It's on our property, so they actually get to see a working homestead if they ever come here. We do not welcome them here after the collapse happens. Just put that out there. We welcome you before and let you learn from us and put it into practice, but don't come here afterwards. But, yeah, so we have a hand pump that you can actually pump water to, 130 feet down, pump water out. It's like one of those old-timey ones you used to see in the old movies. It works. We also sell something, and I don't want to get too much of it because I'd rather use the time employing people, but something called a trekker. It's probably the neatest product I've seen in years of being in this business. It's a 12-volt operated water plant. So you can actually – it's very well built, very durable, and you can actually put one end in water that would be dirty, and it has a two-stage micro sediment filter. It takes out bacteria, viruses, chemicals, the whole smorgasbord down to 99.99%. It runs, like I said, it runs on 12 volts. It's really something, and the neat thing is it makes about 60 gallons an hour. It has a 45-pound pressure switch. You can actually hook it into your house. But just think, if you had neighbors that didn't have water after a hurricane or earthquake or whatever, and you could actually just put this thing in the water and start pumping gallons of water off of people, you could service maybe 60 people an hour, give them a gallon of water each, you would endear a lot of people to you to help you out. I mean, give them, here's some water, you know, just, you know, do something for me maybe one time. And, you know, you really, really do a work of charity with this thing. It's actually, like I said, one of the neatest products we've come across in a long time. It's called the Trekker Water Filter. It's on our website, but enough said. I wanted to finish up the one thing, though. On top of all those things we see that I mentioned, those other normalcy bias points, we see an absolute invasion of Islam in this country, and Islam is totally incompatible with Christian belief, and yet people are quiet about it. There's many Christians that argue we need to let more of them in. I mean, it is absolutely a form of spiritual delusion that we cannot understand from 1,400 years of history that Islam and Christianity have never coexisted. And it's not been the Christians burning and chopping the heads off the Muslims. It's been pretty much the other way around. So, you know, those points, when you take all those points, and then on top of it, we didn't even mention the natural disasters that you mentioned. They're predicting a major Cascadia fault earthquake in the West Coast. You know, we see earthquakes. We see these micro-earthquakes now happening in central USA where they've never happened before, along the New Madras fault line again. Market stuns me. They're just sitting in a burning plane. All they have to do is unbuckle their seatbelt, run, and jump out of the plane, but they'll sit there with their seatbelt on in the plane as the fire approaches and get burnt alive. It's pretty sad to watch it. So we have to realize it's a spiritual deception that's come over people, and this is, again, why I draw people back to their relationship with Jesus Christ, because, you know, he is the one that's going to break the spiritual deception and bondages in your life. You really need the understanding of the scripture, get your, you know, going back into the Bible and reading the Bible and gaining wisdom from that, and then keeping short-term accounts of your sin. Don't let sin creep into your life and overwhelm you, because it takes you to places you never want to go. There was recently a arrest in Knoxville. They were running a sting operation for underage girls, and two pastors from two large churches up in Knoxville responded to this ad that Tennessee Bureau of Investigation was running. And these two pastors ended up in a hotel room with underage girls, 13, 15 years old. And we don't realize it didn't start there. It started by allowing little sin into your life. They just didn't wake up one morning going, I think I'm going to have sex with some 13-year-old girls. Nobody does that. They allow the corrosiveness of sin over years to work in their life. And then, you know, years later, they find themselves where they've been arrested, shamed, their families are shamed. Sin has reaped its horrible, horrible harvest. And it has wrecked the family and wrecked the faith of people. So, again, I go back to people and tell them, Jesus Christ is the only answer for the world today. He is the only true hope for people. He's the only way to be forgiven of your sins. There is no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved other than the name, the holy name of Jesus Christ. And so, you know, fall upon him, call upon him in these dark, dark days when we see all this iniquity going on. And ask him, Lord, purify my life, make me pure. And second of all, Lord, how do I prepare my family for what we see coming? Because these are very, very dark days. And we see in the Middle East what's happening to Christian believers today. Now, I think some people will experience that, but I think largely in Matthew 24, Luke 21 and 14, he said, flee. The biblical principle of getting out of harm's path, it's a biblical principle. So I'm going to say that again. The principle of getting out of harm's path, there's nothing ungodly about it. There's nothing that I don't have courage. It's not that I'm not some kind of Rambo. It's a biblical concept. If I see trouble coming, get out of the way. Jesus said, when you see it coming, get down off the roof, get out of the field, get out of the way. And so all these things we see coming upon the earth today, and that's why I think Michael Snyder did a very, very good job of it also. We see all these things happening. We see the trap being closed around humanity. Jesus has a way out of it. He has a way to walk through it, should I say. That's better. How to walk through it. And we really need to call upon his name, because when the dam does break, the torrent of absolute iniquity that America has indulged itself in, the violence, the pornography, the wickedness, all these things we see are going to come out of people's lives that have indulged in it for years and years and years. They've indulged in it. And when there's no longer the restraint of the police counterforce, force is going to run rampant.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. KD Armor offers affordable body armor, including level 3 trauma plates made of AR-500 steel. These plates can endure multiple rounds from pistols and rifles up to 7.62 NATO. KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I Armor.com.
Get prepared before disaster strikes. PrepperRecon.com offers Molly-compatible individual first aid kits for your home, auto, or bug-out bag. These kits have everything you need to address a traumatic injury, including an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, EMT shears, suture kit, Steri-Strips, tourniquet, tough strip bandages, and so much more. Kits are available in OD Green, Coyote, Black, and ACU. $99 includes shipping. Go to PrepperRecon.com and click the Store tab at the top of the homepage. Order today before it's too late.
We just passed the third anniversary of the Prepper Recon podcast, and it couldn't have happened without you. To say thanks, I want to send you a free PDF copy of the 7-Step Survival Plan. It's a basic blueprint that will help you to prioritize your efforts and make sure you're not missing any important areas of prepping. To get your free copy, simply go to PrepperRecon.com and click the 7-Step Survival Plan free PDF banner that's directly under the menu bar at the top of the homepage. Thanks again for 3 great years of the Prepper Recon podcast. That's another thing that we saw in Katrina, is just the police that have to they have to stay home and take care of their own family in natural disasters like that. That brings us back to hurricane defense. That's one of the things you have to think about for hurricane preparedness. Is that right?
Absolutely. You know, your looters will be shot. Don't put those signs up ahead of time, but possibly have those signs that you can put out and just warn people, we will not tolerate it. We're not going to tolerate it. You will not come in this house and victimize my family, abuse my children or my wife. You will not steal the supplies that we've been diligent in saving, storing up for our family's survival, because we know this was happening. While you were worried about the football game, I was worried about my pantry. And so you go worry about your football game. I've got a pantry, and you're not taking it from me. And so we're given this awesome chance by God. He's always a God who warns his people ahead of time. Fall upon his mercy. Open your heart to his grace. It's there right now. He's crying out to his church. You know, I'm bringing judgment. Fall upon me for mercy. Fall upon me for protection. The Psalm 91, the warrior's prayer. You know, fall upon that. Call it and read it and memorize it. Meditate it in your life. And ask how, Lord, do I prepare? Don't wait. I mean, because, again, there's going to be millions and millions of people who fell upon the football game. And you know what? The football game's not going to save them. The basketball game's not going to feed them. You know, the filthy entertainment is not going to fill their stomach. It's what I think Jeremiah calls it. It's sweet in our mouth, but it turns bitter in our stomach. And, you know, all these things that America's indulged in, it might be sweet in our mouth. I mean, I'm a guy. I know what it's like. I mean, I'm being honest. Who doesn't like looking at that kind of stuff? Any guy would, but we don't do it. You know, we've talked about this, Mark, and everything in our – and I encourage people to do this, and they're famous Christian people. Every computer on our property, everything, is protected with monitoring software, phones, everything. And nobody can go there. And it's a protection. You lock the gate and you throw away the key. So protect your family. Put those things in place that protect your family from the horrors and the wickedness that's on and everywhere. Get rid of the TV set. You don't need it. If somebody can tell me something that's absolutely necessary, it's on TV that you could not probably find on YouTube or whatever, learning instruction, whatever, then I'll say maybe you need it. I mean, there's good Bible teaching on YouTube. Great Bible teachers on YouTube. You could download them and listen to them. You know, you can download the audio Bible off YouTube. So at night, when you want to sit there and watch as the world vomits, you could actually listen to the Bible. There's so many options available for Christians today seeking to please their Lord and find favor with him, that in that day, which we all want to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of thy Lord, where eternity of bliss is promised to us. So that's what I say. First and foremost, get rid of the sin, get rid of the stuff that's distracting us from following God and listening to him and what we should do in these wicked days. And then listen to him and he'll direct you how to prepare your family.
And then we've always got new folks tuning in to listen. Can you just go over the basics of what people need to store up right now to be ready for a hurricane?
Okay. Well, you know, a minimum of a couple weeks worth of food. I recommend longer than that. I know Michael, excuse me, I think he was saying like 7 years. I recommend multi-years worth of food because, again, the hurricane is temporary. I think if, you know, they're saying if somebody turns the power grid off, it could be 2 years before, you know, normalcy would be returned. And by that time, you'd have catastrophe unimaginable have happened in this country. So food is always the thing, and food is what the government will use to coerce you. You look at just those people who looted and just went berserk when their EBT cards didn't work. Food is what the government uses to coerce them to maintain civil behavior. We'll feed you if you don't act bad. If we don't, if the government doesn't feed them, they'll act bad, and they'll act very, very bad. Water. Again, you know, a lot of people in Florida, do you know how simple it is, Mark, to make a solar still? And I recommend people, there's all kinds of YouTubes. You have salt water all around you, and this is a frequent question. What do I do about living on the ocean? Well, you know, all you have to do is get a gallon jar, paint it black, put a little hole in the top of it, put some coiled copper, evaporate the water, and what comes out the other end is distilled water, drinkable. You can make a solar still in Florida very easily, and you do have a little bit of sunshine down there. So it's not hard. You know, if you live where you have water, learn how to purify it. The Big Berkey's great. We carry the Sawyer Mini Filter everywhere we go because it's just tiny. It's a tiny little filter. It's an individual-use filter, but I can carry it with me and you know, water. Again, we mentioned the Trekker. That's good for a big family or even a group of people. It's a little water plant is what it is. It is actually a water plant, and it's actually better because it doesn't put fluoride back in the water when it's after it's purified it. So the food, water, you know, I'm a big, big believer in communication. This is why I recommend people get their ham radio license so that you can actually access the ham radio frequencies. Ham radio frequencies, you can access repeaters. Repeaters allow you to transmit hundreds of miles versus just a few miles versus like the Walmart radios. You know, if you get there's lots of them. We sell the Anytones. Very good weather-resistant radio. You can access a repeater. Once you access that repeater, rebroadcast it back out, you know, maybe at 1,000 watts, 500 watts. And so I can transmit across the state of Tennessee versus, you know, just across the street, basically. Most people don't understand that, radio is line of sight only. So if you're in North Dakota, you've got to go off the horizon in 17 miles. You're not going to transmit past that no matter what the box says. If you're up on top of a mountain transmitting down into a valley, yes, you might get 34 miles on a perfect day if the batteries are fully charged and everything else is perfect. But that's just poppycock. You're not going to get 34 miles off on those little radios. You're going to get a few miles at best. Firearms, you know, make sure you have the ability to defend your family. Depraved people are going to get depraved very quickly. And Mark, you also know that it's expensive, but I'm a huge, huge promoter of night vision. Bad people will do bad things at night. You know, if anybody's watched the movie 13 Hours, have you seen that, Mark, the 13 of the Benghazi movie?
No, I haven't.
It's very, very the people that made the movie say it's very real life, but twice – you know, when the insurgents are coming against the annexed compound in Benghazi, they've overrun the embassy there, or the temporary embassy, and the ambassador's been killed, and then they go after the annex. They don't realize that there are trained operators there, and these people are just coming out towards the building, and one of the guys says, they don't know we have night vision. And you know, watch the movie. It's seven guys hold off hundreds. So it is night vision is that thing that is such a force multiplier. You have to be an American citizen to buy it. I can't sell it to anybody who's not American, and you cannot ever take it out of the country. That includes on a boat or in the air. So the federal government does not look very positively on you taking it out of the country. In fact, they will come down hard on you. So perfectly legal to own it. There's no reporting necessary to own it, but you just have to be an American citizen and you cannot take it out of the country. But it is one of those things, one of those pieces of equipment that if you have it, it will give you a force multiplication like nothing else you will own. Nothing. It is that good. So those are just a few of the things. I have, you know, again, when you watch your YouTubes, download them to a hard drive, because the internet might go down. So if you're watching a YouTube on how to dehydrate food, if you're watching how to make a water filter, how to make a solar still, and there's some good ones on there. So in Florida, anywhere else you have salt water, I recommend people go in there and say how to make a solar still. You can distill salt water and make it fresh water. You know, water filters don't do that. None of the ones we've mentioned will do that. You need Katadyn does make some hand-operated reverse osmosis units that will distill salt water. It's a lengthy process. Let the sun do the work for you. That way you can be doing something else. Evaporation is a good way to distill water. So, the top five of what I would recommend people have. Recapping it, food. Freeze-dried food, learn to garden, you know, those types of things. Water, have the ability to procure water on a regular basis. Communication, ham radio. It's not hard to get your ham radio license. There's a website. It's kind of lengthy. It's called hamradiolicenseexamonline.com. Hamradiolicenseexamonline.com. It's a interactive learning tool, so you can take your ham radio license. It's $25 a module, well worth it. So if you're thinking about getting your ham radio license, it's good. You know, with ham radio, my son and I are both official weather spotters. I can call into NOAA, be community service with the radio. But at the other time, when other people are jamming those frequencies on those little handheld Walmart radios, you're going to be able to use amateur radio, which is going to give you far, far less traveled radio traffic. Most people do not have access to those radio frequencies on their little Walmart radios. You can't even access them. With ham radio, unlike GRMS or MERS, GRMS and MERS radios, the antenna, you can't take it off. It's an omnidirectional antenna. With a ham radio, even the little handheld ones, the Anytones, I can unscrew the antenna, put it on a bigger antenna, and make it into a directional antenna. I can do a lot of things with it that you cannot do with standard radios. Because people ask me, how do I talk to somebody 20 miles away? Well, I can tell them how to do it. And it's with ham radio. Plus, on top of it, if you get a good ham radio, I can listen to people and talk to people around the globe. I can hear what's going on outside American news propaganda. I can listen to other people around the globe talking what's going on in their countries. You know, you can hear other people talking about American news, so what their perspective of it is. It's a very good intel gathering tool. And then, you know, firearms, obviously a shotgun, pistol, and I strongly recommend the most popular rifle in America is the AR-15. Get that. How to counter gun control, buy your magazines now, buy your ammunition now, it's cheap. Get it now while you can. And then I tell people to suck it up and spend the money and buy night vision. I'll go this one more time, Mark. If I have night vision, and I'm a Christian, so I'm not going to do this to somebody, but if I have night vision, I'll take everything you own from you. And if they're really bad people, they're just not going to stop with your food. Do you have young girls? Do you have things like that? Those are very painful things to think about, but those things will be happening. So with night vision, you can counter what bad people will be trying to do at night.
And then what about prepping maintenance? Is hurricane season for folks that live on the coast? Is that – I know September is kind of what we traditionally call preparedness month, but is that a good time for changing batteries, checking expiration dates in your bug-out bag, and things that sort of need this sort of prepper maintenance? Is this a good time for that?
Yeah, well, batteries are the things – I've pretty much gotten rid of all my alkaline batteries. And I go online and get them on Amazon or whatever. They're a Panasonic Eneloop battery. Other battery technologies are catching up with them, but they have like 2,000 charge capabilities, so they recharge lots of times. And so, you know, you'll pay a little bit more for those rechargeable batteries. Panasonic Eneloop, it's Eneloop. Those are phenomenal batteries. They only lose 5% of their charge in a year. Get those batteries, whatever you're using, batteries, buy those size batteries and keep them charged. Get multiples of them because batteries will be something that will be worth their weight in gold in a barter economy.
Absolutely.
A little bit spent now will be, you know, just gold in a post-collapse civilization. So what we see going on in Venezuela, prepare for that because I do think it's heading to America.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And so, yes, prepper maintenance, you need to go through your consumable stuff regularly, things that do have degrading shelf lives. Just review it, look at it, examine it, and then, possibly rotate it or put it to where it may become a barter item, not something you would use as a primary source, and then acquire a new one. Things like ammunition that stores for a very, very long time if stored correctly. You know, those Panasonic Eneloop batteries, they're very good to store, keep them stored, you know, dry and out of humidity. Most freeze-dried foods are stored in you know, impermeable type packages so that they moisture, water won't hurt them. But do that. And then, again, learn. You know, there's so many resources we have available today. Again, the solar still is just one of them, but so many resources to learn. You can learn anything from organic gardening, seed harvesting. That's a lot of people. I talk to them. They buy the seeds, the heirloom seeds, but they don't have a clue on how to save seeds. Everybody knows how to save a tomato seed or a watermelon seed. There's, you know, but how do you save broccoli seeds, carrot seeds? Most people don't have a clue how to do that. And there's YouTubes that will show you how to do it very effectively. So that when you grow these crops, when you grow these heirloom seeds, you know how to effectively harvest the seeds to where they will stay germinate the following year. And if you don't store them right, they can get moldy, they can go bad, they won't germinate, and you know you will have really done a very big disservice to yourself. So you know, if you turn that TV off and learn, Mark, I'll say this, and I say it very humbly. People ask me, you know, how do you do so many disciplines? First of all, I want to, in historical perspective, I woodwork, I do ceramics, I'm an amateur radio operator, run the business, organic gardening, you know, a lot of other things. First of all, we've turned the TV off, which gives me that ability. I don't sit there and swirl around that stuff that just robs me of my mental capabilities. But, you know, historically, people who do those kind of things are historically average. You know, it was only until, you know, the advent of what energy gasoline gives us that people could sit there and really have everybody else do things for them. We all can do these things. God's given all of us the ability to do, and what He doesn't, what we don't have the ability to do, if you network with people, you will be able to trade skills, barter. But that's going to require you, as the scripture says, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing. Touch no unclean thing, and I will receive you. But I would go so far as to say, if you put the unclean thing behind you, and go forward, and just in you know, endeavor as Adam did, while he was sinless, to tend the garden, he probably learned a lot before he chose to go the wrong way. It's amazing how fast your brain will recover from TV addiction and start to want to learn again. And all of a sudden, the benefit of it is you realize that, now I can take care of myself, but much, much more than that, I can help my neighbor. I can be a Christian witness by what I give and do for my neighbor, because I know how to do that. I know how to filter water. I know how to store food. I can share a bounty of my garden with my neighbor. You know, all those things that we can do as Christian people, once we put the unclean things behind us and then apply ourselves to what the kingdom of God would have us do. That's what it is.
Very, very good tips, Bob. You've given us so much great stuff to think about. I 100% agree with what you said about night vision. Most of the bad stuff happens at night, because that's just, you know, that's when the predators roam. That's how it is in nature, and that's how it is with man. So ready-made resources.
Let me say this too.
Sure, go ahead.
Let me say this one more thing about night vision. Excuse me. You know, not only does it allow you to see the predators, but if I have to bug out or bug home, and I can do it at night when there's going to be less people out. I can drive my car without headlights on with night vision. I can hunt. Now, that's illegal to do in normal times, to hunt at night in most states. I think it's probably all states. But in a crisis situation where, you know, you need to put food on the family table to survive, I'll hunt the deer. A lot of deers come out at night. A lot of animals come out at night. I can hunt them at night. When during the day they might be hiding, at night they come out because they feel safer. Kind of like criminals. They feel safer at night. You know, so you can hunt at night with night vision. You can bag game, put food on your table. So night vision has a lot of applications. But anyhow, excuse me for interrupting you.
That's quite all right. Now, and ready-made resources, you've just got tons of stuff that folks can use for hurricane preparations and for everything else. You've got, like we mentioned, you've got the pitcher pumps. You've got the Trekker, which is just fantastic. You can purify water from just about any source with that. You've got low cost food storage items like Augustin Farms, and then you've got the top of the line stuff like the non GMO Numana, flashlights, camping stoves, all of that stuff. So can you just tell folks one more time where to find all of that?
Well, again, I've had a lifelong experience of this. So if people have questions, I do welcome the calls. I don't mind if they think I can give them an answer to something. They can always call us on our 800 number, which is 800-627-3809. There's an email address on our website. You can email me questions. Generally, it's better to talk about them because the answers can be involved, but you can email them to me. And then they can go to our website, which is ready-made resources, all one word, standard spelling, readymaderesources.com. And they can go on the page and you know, start browsing around what we have. So there's right at 5,000 products online. So we've been doing this a long time. Now, most of the products that are there we've tested and tried and know that they do what they say. So we have an extensive library of books you can purchase, which we, again, if you turn the TV off and start reading those books, it's amazing what you learn. I mean, Mark, for just average knowledge anymore in America, people will think you're Albert Einstein because people don't know that anymore. They've been so dulled down by the modern TV that, you know, where that swirls their brain down into depravity. You get out of the TV, turn it off, and start reading, and people think it's like, you must be the smartest guy in the world. And you're not. You're an average person who just reads.
Fantastic. Bob, thanks again for making time for us today.
Yes, and I enjoyed it very much.
In Seven Cows, Ugly and Gaunt, Book 1, Behold Darkness and Sorrow, Daniel Walker begins having prophetic dreams about the judgment coming upon America for rejecting God's word. Through one of his dreams, Daniel learns of an imminent threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack, sending the country into a technological dark age. If they want to live, Daniel and his friends must focus on faith, wits, and preparation to be ready before the lights go out. Buy your copy of Seven Cows, Ugly and Gaunt, Book 1, Behold Darkness and Sorrow, by best-selling author Mark Goodwin, in paperback, Kindle, or audio edition from Amazon.com today.